Our next guest, her song, I See a Victory, on the Hidden Figures soundtrack, produced by Pharrell Williams. She's performing at the Bayou Classic this weekend, and she is also a Dove Stellar Award winner. Pastor Kim Burrell, how are you doing this morning, Pastor?
Doing really good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful now that you're here, and you're kind of adding some sanity and some comfortability to this room here, because these two, Jay and Sybil, have been trying to wear me out there, Kim.
Oh, bless your heart. Poor Skip.
I keep thinking about the new song you have, I See a Victory, and that kind of helps me get over it, though. You and Pharrell Williams did this. How was life in the studio with Pharrell?
Life in the studio with Pharrell is a breeze. I mean, he is such a professional, and he is he's encouraging. He was fun to work with. He's such a smart man, and the guy is beyond talented, and he's very, very humble and just amazing.
It's unusual. That humility is unusual in this business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, his happy song. How many times did y'all sing maybe just happy, just playing around in the studio?
Never one time. Never? That's how creative he is.
Is that right? Never.
Let me ask you this, in terms of the song itself, because I'm really looking forward to the movie, and I just think that the song is so powerful and a wonderful addition to this. Did you see the movie before you started working on the song? What was the process?
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to see the movie. You know, the process of that was I got a call from Pharrell. We hooked up maybe about 10 or 11 years ago. He lost a very important lady in his life, his aunt. And I had to sing at a funeral, and it was a very brief encounter, of course. During those times, it's hard, but here we are some 10-plus years later, and he says, Kim, there's a song coming out for this movie. The movie is incredible. I need you to come. But once I get I See a Victory, 20th Century Fox says, well, we love this lady. Have her to come back. And I went back, and I'm singing throughout the movie, and that's when I had a chance to see some clips of this movie. And when I tell you, my God, it's very powerful, very powerful.
And Kim Burrell, I saw a clip of you and Pharrell performing the song, I think, at the film festival. That is real catchy. Now, tell me more about that project and the CD and all.
The entire soundtrack is alive. It's amazing. You know, Pharrell is an incredible producer, and then, you know, you've got Layla and you've got Janelle Monáe. Pharrell is singing all over it. And when I tell you, each and every song is made for that movie. I know God had to give that guy those songs. And I mean, the story of it is, Pharrell had the songs even before the movie opportunity came. And he had written these songs, and it matched the time and season that the movie was, like, based out of. You know, it was in the 60s. And that whole quartet gospel thing, that's right up my alley. So I was ready to jump right on in there.
All right.
The movie is called Hidden Figures. It's coming out just before Christmas, and hopefully will be considered for Oscar status, but I hope that we go out and support it. But it is an incredible true story. It's based on a true story of these women who worked at NASA, brilliant black women. And one of them was instrumental in the getting them up in, you know, all of them actually were instrumental in getting us to space, getting the United States. And so that's got to be just such a proud moment as you're singing this and seeing the clips, and that's got to add something to it.
You know what? That is so true. And I was standing there. I was able to go to the scoring studios to sing along with certain scenes from the movie. And when I tell you, I got emotional at least two or three times because the story behind the struggle of getting that done, to be respected for being brilliant, and them having to engage in the inevitable and allowing this formula to happen for them in front of their eyes through the genius of these black women. It made me feel like singing. I'm telling you, it made me feel so proud to be a part of being able to be a part of a soundtrack of telling a story that is so powerful such as that. And I'm honored. I'm beyond blessed to be able to help tell that story, really.
And that's saying something for a woman who has sung the music that Pastor Kim Burrell has sung.
And I was just thinking, you know, your mom as an evangelist and your daddy as a pastor, did you ever feel like you wanted to get out from under all that, Kim?
No. You know, I'll be honest with you. My parents were educated people, too, and they made it interesting because that's why I was able, that's why I've been able to, you know, work with Whitney and Stevie Wonder and P. Diddy and recorded all these folks because they taught me balance. Mm-hmm. And it was never that strict religious, don't hang with them. It was always, you know, in every, wherever you go, take God everywhere you go. And that's what made this an easy transition as well, because to be able to work with Correll, who is not necessarily known as a gospel artist, but has the ability to be so, I was so comfortable in doing that. And I'm thankful for their upbringing. You know, believe it or not, coming up this Thursday would have been my mother's 73rd birthday. She passed away 3 years ago, this December 1st coming. So it's a bittersweet kind of week, but I'm going to still throw that dressing in that oven and think about all of that. It'd be a victory, baby, with that turkey.
Are you already in New Orleans? You're doing the national anthem for the Bayou Classic this year.
Right? Oh, man, my daddy's from New Orleans. So I grew up partially every summer of my life from birth until 18 in and out of New Orleans. So I can't wait. That's like returning back home. I cannot wait.
So y'all having gumbo and crawfish for Thanksgiving?
But you already know what time it is. Absolutely.
But we wish you the very
best. Are you
best.
A part of the You Name It challenge by any chance?
No, you know what? I'm so proud. Let me tell you something. Girl, I'm so proud of that lady. That Shirley Caesar is a timeless piece of work.
Isn't
that woman, I love her. And the cool thing is that you know everybody that's running into her mm-hmm. wants her to do it. And she does it right on the spot. But she preaches it. You're going to be saved. Can nobody do it like Shirley Caesar? Yeah, that You Name It thing. I mean, the whole world is singing to the beat of You Name It. I mean, I'm so encouraged by that. Really.
And what a great spirit you are. Happy Thanksgiving and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Love you guys.
Thank you for the time. Love you back. Pastor Kim Burrell, I See a Victory on the Hidden Figures soundtrack, produced by Pharrell Williams. Check it out.